Struggling to stay motivated during the workday? Feeling like you can't find peace as it relates to your work life? Well, in this episode, I'll share some tips to get you unstuck and affirmations for reducing workplace anxiety. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Meditating on Self-Love podcast, the place for seekers starting or recommitting to their self-love journey. I'm your host, Yah Rose, and welcome to another episode. And we are in the summer series at the time of this episode, and as well as the time when people are returning back to school and work. So I wanted to use today's episode as a way of honoring this season. And recently I went back to reading a book that I discovered about a decade ago, and I believe it has something in it for everyone to glean. It's called Live Rich: Everything You Need to Know to Be Your Own Boss, Whoever You Work For. And it's by Stephen Pullen and Mark Levine. And the book begins with one of the author's philosophy about work, careers, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And one of the points that stuck out was that the purpose of the work is to provide money. Now, he also shared views that the purpose is not initially to provide complete and utter fulfillment in life. He says you can create fulfillment from the things outside of work, like your faith, family, friends, events, support groups, and so forth. And though this book was written in, I believe, 1999, I wonder if that idea that work provides income and not necessarily enjoyment still rings true. And as well for entrepreneurs, the book says you shouldn't be seeking fulfillment for your company, but that your company should be helping you and your bottom line. Now, for many of the self-lovers out there in this community, living a self-love-filled life means working and being exactly where you want to be at all times. This includes places of work, environment, socially, physically, and so forth. But I guess I want to address the space where some may not be exactly fulfilled in all areas, especially the work environment. I want you to think about what your idea of work, career, and even entrepreneurship means to you. And use this question as the start of a pathway into being clear about what you are expecting to receive from your work or business. So let's dive into reducing work anxiety. For some of you, work anxiety comes from feelings of not wanting to be at your current job or wishing you were someplace else. While there are others of you who may be fulfilled in your work, but you still feel anxiety from the nature of your work. Now, wherever you fall in this spectrum, you all will, of course, continue on your self-love, self-care journey. And some may begin talking to a professional, others finding fulfillment in your passions outside of work, considering the thought presented in the book Live Rich, that the job is providing you with resources momentarily. Of course, this also does not mean that you have to stay at your job. In the book, it also lays out what it means to be a mercenary and have commitment to yourself and not any specific company or business if you are an entrepreneur. And I'll leave a link to this book in the description if you're at all curious about these ideals. And if you are ready to continue to commit to your routines and stop staying connected with toxic people, places, and things, or simply want to learn more about who you are on your self-love journey, and you want to partner with me in coaching, I am available to help you on your journey. And you can book a session with me by clicking the link to become a patron, or you can email me at hello@iamyarose.com. As I was reviewing the affirmations for today, it first aired in October 2019 and is one of the most downloaded episodes. I believe it is because so many people are facing work anxiety. Before we get into the affirmation replay, I want to leave you with some practical steps for reducing anxiety at work. Now, of course, talking with a professional if needed can help you reduce your work anxiety. You can also get a good amount of rest at night, and you can pray and meditate before you go to bed, not about the details of the next day, but for peace as you continue to live each day in your purpose. And for time management, you can also practice Pomodoro technique, which has a timer for working and a built-in break within this timer. I'll leave a link in the description if you'd like to know more. You can also stay proactive. If you are feeling stuck in your job, stay proactive in not just your work life, but in all the forms of nine fitness that we've discussed. Allow yourself to stay physically active, try new things, and take different routes to work, declutter, look for new positions that may be available to you. Stay active in everything. Everything except overthinking. Reduce the amount of time you spend overthinking about work or any area of your life. Now, when we return, we will experience affirmations for reducing workplace anxiety, and a little later on, we will have a journal writing prompt that you don't want to miss. Stay tuned. I started taking AG1 because I wanted to optimize my immune system. In just one scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day. And right now, it's the time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/emerging. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/emerging to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Previously recorded October 2019.
Now find a comfortable place to sit or lie down. Now I want you to begin to breathe in deeply and exhale softly, remembering that in this moment of rest, you are coming back to the oneness of yourself. Now begin to affirm that you are aware of how important getting sleep and rest is. I get at least 8 hours of sleep each night. I am aware that I turn off my screens 1 hour before going to bed. Before I go to bed, I allow myself to settle in and create a calming space. I affirm that my eating habits reflect the health that I would like to have in my life. I take my time while I eat, and I make sure to avoid and reduce sugar so that I can avoid any energy crashes I may have. I affirm that I have taken my vitamins and that I have improved my mood the best way I can. I reduce the amounts of stimulants. I am fully committed to my exercise routine. I make sure that I allow for exercise at least 30 minutes throughout the weeks and most days so that I can increase my energy and sharpen my focus. I go for walks throughout the day so that I can de-stress and recharge my body. I do everything I can to put myself first so that I could be as healthy as possible when dealing with others. While at work, I create a positive and affirming environment for myself by believing in my true capabilities. I come to work with a purpose and a focus on making sure that I am competent and able to do the best job possible. I am positive towards others. I develop relationships that are most suitable for me at that time. I make sure that my energy is my energy, and outside energy is outside energy. I share my thoughts eloquently and articulately. I make sure that I am practicing proper etiquette. I'm in control of my emotions. I make sure to take care of myself. If that means I take a few moments to recharge, I will do so to make sure that I am my own priority. In order to prioritize and organize, I make sure that I take these regular breaks throughout the day. I make sure that all my tasks and most important projects are done earlier. And I make sure, if possible, to delegate any tasks that can be done by others. I am efficient and confident. I take pride in my work. I make sure that I know I am valuable and that I am of value. I treat myself with respect and I treat others with respect. I am able to adapt to any circumstance and environment. I am agile. I am creative. I continue to grow and develop my skills effortlessly. My work environment is peaceful, and I am able to be exactly who I need to be in order to focus and be my efficient self. All is well. Everything is okay with me and with my work environment. As conflicts arise, I use my skills that I have developed in order to gain solutions. I am solution-oriented. I manage my workload wisely. I make sure to check in with myself, no matter how stressful my work environment is. I affirm that I am assertive, that I have communication and social skills that will allow me to make my point and be as efficient at work as possible. I am able to manage all of my habits, such as eating, drinking, sleeping, smoking, and exercising, in a way that benefits me. I am able to manage my time, my priorities, and delegate. I am able to be in control through self-monitoring and feedback. I am aware that through positive thinking and self-talk and starting a self-love journey, that I am on my way to being the best version of myself. In this moment, I am able to relax and be assured that in any work environment, I will be me, and being me is good enough. I make sure that I know I am safe. And with these affirmations, I affirm that all is well in my life, and all will continue to be well in my work life. I affirm the value for my journey that my work has for me, and that I will continue on my journey confidently and assured that my stress will now be reduced in work environments. I am worthy. I am great. I am valued. Now take a moment to breathe in your newfound peace. Remember that all is well.
This episode's journal writing prompt is inspired by the scripture in Philippians 4, chapters 6 through 7, which reads, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The journal writing prompt for today is, "How can I cultivate more peace in my life?" You can continue to write for the next 5 minutes, or you can come back to this journal writing prompt whenever you have time. Be well. Thank you. If you've enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support Meditating on Self-Love podcast, please share this with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. You can also join my Patreon, purchase the Day and Night 90-Day Self-Love Affirmations Journal, and if you're ready to take yourself and your self-love journey seriously, book a coaching session with me. You can also follow me on TikTok at Hello Ya Rose, Instagram at I Am Ya Rose, and Meditating on Self-Love Podcast. And thanks again. And of course, until next time, I'm currently meditating on self-love. Have a good one.